Okay, everyone, and thank you everyone for here. And I'm great to have this opportunity to talk about how we use the waste material as a high performance fueler, and how we reduce the silicon material cost and carbon footprint. So in Asian town, the people have a waste, the garbage dam called the midens. And today people study them. Why? Because then they contain the valuable pieces. After they put these pieces together and repair it, it becomes treasure. So the question is then whether today's waste also contain valuable stuff. Today's waste is most go to the landfill. So for example, the tire and the glass. So if you see how long it will go, so for glass, it takes more than 100 years. And for tire, it degrades in the nature very, very slow, even in a good condition. And in the landfill, it's even worse. So our waste in the landfill is accumulating. So we should reuse it we have to reuse it and save our planet. So our company is start with a two waste stream. One is the tire crumb, and this is a company, they grind the waste tire to the crumb, and they have a lot of the facility over the North American and two or three in Europe. So we were never short of the resource. And they separated the tire floor, and we found out we can also use that. And then they also separated the steel that go to the recycle. Another waste we used is a post-consumer glass. They grind it to the powder and step by step to grind until it's less than 4 microns. Today, those waste is only in the very low value application. Let's talk about the circular economy. So we know if it's a natural material, it degrades very fast, easy. But for those material, it's very hard, and then it almost go to the landfill. So in the linear economy, it generates a lot of waste. And if you see the recycling economy, yes, it can reduce, but it's not enough. So if we can close the loop of the all the material life cycle to reuse the waste, to put it in the application, then we are able to minimize the waste. So why we use a silicon? So people love silicon because the silicon has a unique property that other organic material cannot duplicate. For example, the surface active you can use for the forming of deformers and electric resistance. For example, photostability for the LED domes, and it's biocompatible, and it can use for food contact, topical, and internal implant. But we are not focused on those two applications because in the waste, you can see it's dirty. We cannot use in this type of application. However, we use the silicone that has a low surface energy and in the construction application. So you know the silicone is used in your bathtub, the serum, right? And for example, the airbag coating. Only in the construction application is about 9 billion market value. However, silicone has a really high carbon footprint. And why? Let's look at the silicon life cycle. The silicon is from the quartz and reduced by carbon at 2000 degrees. This process is really intensive energy use. That's why it, in the first step, it really costs a lot of the energy and have a, as I mentioned, is a really high carbon footprint. And then the silicon metal, convert to the chlorosilane, and then hydrolyze to the cyclic. This is the silicon core materials, starting materials. Then it form the oil, or the making the functional oil, or it closely to the elastomer. And those elastomer, as I say, it can be used in the all kinds of this special application. Some of the company try to reduce the carbon footprint of the silicon by recycle this elastomer back to the oil. For example, you will see in the outcome, they say they can use the recycled silicon and bring down the carbon footprint from the 16, 10 to 4. Our idea is simple. Whether we can combine these two stages, one is a recycling, and then the second, just use the waste as a filler to replace part of the silicon. Then the idea is you use less silicon, and then you reduce the carbon footprint in the day one. So this is our idea, to dilute, use the waste to dilute the silicon. But here is the key. If you add the waste into the silicon, people want to have a property maintained. This is the key challenge. Because and if you add anything in, it damages the property, nobody like it. So here I would like to show you, in Neopala, we developed a technology, is coating technology. Just coat the crumb particle surface, which let it compatible with the substrate. So our technology is a we coat the surface, depend on the substrate where the filler want to go in. And today I will focus on the silicon. And our technology is not limited to the silicon. And only we turn the processing formulation, the agent formulation, we can make the surface compared to the other polymer, for example, the epoxy or polyurethane. So as I say, today I want to focus on the silicon, because then today here is a silicon ice pot. So silicon is a gold standard in the construction sealant, roof coating, and as I say, this is a $9 billion market. So it can be used in the outside sealant, it can be used in the joint, expansion joint, or it can be in the roof coating and wall coating, because then the people will worry about the waste tire crumb indoor application. So now, at this moment, we just focus on the outside, the outdoor application. And as I say, the silicon is expensive based on its processing, the manufacturing processing, and it has a really high greenhouse gas impact. So what you can see here, this number is depend on how you made the silicon. As I say, in the traditional method, use a coal, use energy, and it can be 16. And now some of the giant company develop the green energy, then they can reduce. For example, some of the company claim it can reduce to the 10, and some company claim if they use a recycled silicon, it can be up to 4. However, compared to the other material, it's still really high. And what we want to see is our waste, whether we can dilute it and bring this both cost another carbon footprint down. So first we test our HPP in the silicon sealant. And what you can see here, we add directly into the sealant. If the sealant is transparent, it ends up with a black. If it's a tan color, it becomes like this color. And if we add it into white, it will be looks like a gray. People want ask us so many times, I don't want the gray, I want the white. And you can coat it pure white, and then the adhesion is very strong. If you say, I can take the crown directly add in, but it never worked, it failed. The mechanical strength very poor. And then after we modify it, the strength remain. Later on, I will show you what's the property after we add the crown in. We also put the crown into the roof coating, silicone roof coating. So this is the roof coating. Why it's shiny? When we add 20%, 30%, or 40%, what you can see, yes, the color darker and darker, and surface also become rough. The last year, some of the company told us they like the rough because in the rough, you are not slippery on the roof, right? And again, people always argue, this is great, not good for the roof coating. But what we test is, for example, this is 30% as a gray, we can put the commercial pigment in, it's compatible. It can become whiter, but of course, at this moment, it's still not pure white. And for the roof, for the walking way, they want to turn the yellow. And we put a yellow, it looks like this. And some of the customer ask us, we want a really rough surface to anti-slippery. So we can put the bigger particle, for example, the about 2 millimeter size. And then it end up with a really rough surface. Here, I would like to show you the physical property. Because the people worry, if you dump this waste in, it damages the silicone property. And what we find out is that even we add 20%, 30%, and 40%, what you can see is that in tensile strength increase or a little bit, but at least it didn't damage the tensile strength. Of course, when you see the tensile strength increase, the elongation will decrease. And also the Young's module increase and hardness is increased here. We also test this in the concrete sealant. So we test the 20%, 30% in different brand. And what we find out is that it remains the very strong adhesion. The maintenance remaining, that is not damaged. For the roofing coating, has to pass the water test. So we test, use the ASTM 72A1. So put a membrane in here with a 6-inch water high. Let it keep for 30 days. It passed, there is not any water leaking. And very interesting is you will imagine if you put the crown in, then it will never pass the fire test, right? Because then the tire, it burns very easily. And what we find out is that this is the tire. It burns very easy. But this is the 30% tire crown in the silicone. Yes, it burns at the first ignition. And within the second, and then it's done. And if you see the second ignition, it never burn. Why? Because in the material, it formed a very dense silica. outside the shelf to protect the material. So it's the result. So it's also the nice fire resistant property remaining. Okay, here is the key message I want to deliver today, is that if you use the modified clamp, HPP, it's not as we hope, we can swipe a part of the filler from your formulation. It didn't work. But here is but. You are the world expert on the formulation. So we don't want to change your formulation. You just direct add the HPP into your formulation and replace the complete, replace your formulation, not the individual filler. And what we find out is the after we replace the 40% silicone with HPP, you actually can displace 35% of the silicone. And then you can reduce the carbon footprint about 25 to 35%. This is the key message I want to deliver to you. So I keep talking about 20, 30, 40%. Can we overcome this 50% limit? Yes. There is a car manufacturer want to work with us to make so-called a green hockey park. I don't know whether you play the hockey park. So in Canada, the hockey is very popular. So this company is a main sponsor for the hockey. The hockey park, the requirement is the density should be 1.43, and then it should not be bouncy. So what we found out is that we take the 80% of the HPP with the 20% silicone, RTV silicone as a binder and compress it under the high pressure. And it end up with a very strong material. And what I can show you is that our researcher dropped the part over the four-story building. Can you see that? Oh, wait a second. Ah. It seems that didn't work, I'm sorry. So it dropped to the four-story building. Another part still remain not damaged. And if you are interested, you can go to our booth. I bring it to show you. By this formulation, as I say, it's not dense enough because in the rubber, the density is about 1.18. And even we compress it, we can reach to about 1.2. to 1.3. So how to increase the density? We use the waste glass powder, because in the glass powder, the density is about 2.5. So we add in, and we have another company do the same thing, surface modification, just like Evonik, the surface modification to make this glass powder compatible with the rubber. So we put this one into the formulation. So then we can balance the elasticity by rubber, and we also add a tire flux, as I mentioned, I showed you before, to make it more strong. And then we can balance the density and hardness by using the 5 to 10% of the waste glass powder. And what you can see, I want to show you here, is the impact test. Impact test is like a cannon shoot the hockey puck in the 60 mile per hour. I'm hoping this one works. And 5 times, it didn't damage. It passed. So we can reach about 1.4 density and better tensile strength, but it's still too bouncy. We still optimize it.
Okay.
Now, I want to give you a conclusion. So silicone filled with a reinforcing HPP filler, you can add into the construction sealant up to 40%. And if you want to put it into the roof coating, it can up to, practically, you can up to 10%, 20%, or 30%. And as I say, by this way, we can reduce the price and we can reduce the carbon footprint. And you, if you want to have, use even more waste, you can use the compression molding object. So the key message here is that the waste is not a waste, it's a resource. And if we upvalue it, then the cost, the carbon footprint can both reduce. And I really welcome you to visit our booth in 736. Thank you. Okay, this is a really good question. Actually, I want to show here. This is, I really glad you asked this question. This is another advantage I forgot to mention. So basically, we know the mineral filler, the density is a 2.5. Our HPP is a 1.18. So this is another advantage, it's a volume advantage. We also test for the, your silicone formulation. If you further reduce the 40% of the mineral filler, for example, the calcium carbonate, then the volume shrink. But if you add 40% of the HPP, 40% of HPP replace the 40%, the your formulation, the volume almost the same. So this is a volume advantage. It's also the weight advantage. Thank you. Yeah.
Did you test on a formulation like high consistency rubbers or only the silicone that you mentioned?
The silicone?
Yeah, for silicone for HCR.
Oh, HCR. Unfortunately, so far, our coating chrome cannot use in the HCR or the platinum cure because we haven't overcome this very dense coating film to protect the any impurity leach out from the chrome because of the tire contains sulfur. It's a platinum killer, and then it contains the antioxidant, so it will kill the radical. So unfortunately, HPP is only work for RTV, the condensation cure silicone so far. Okay, thank you again for everyone's.